Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart discussing the City Council meeting that took place the evening of Monday, June 2nd. And just a few items on the agenda, wasn't there, Harold?
Yeah, it was a fairly quick meeting. We had some public comment to start the meeting off. Habitat for Humanity came forward and expressed their appreciation of some of the actions of the council recently to support their program and provide them some properties that they can continue to provide housing to low and moderate income individuals and needs within the community. So that was it was nice to have someone come back and say thank you. And mm-hmm. I had a concerned citizen regarding some neighboring properties that staff continues to work to address. Other than that, though, it was a pretty light agenda. We reset a public hearing for the TIF agreement for the Section 42 housing, so we anticipate wrapping that up at the next council meeting. There was some discussion regarding downtown streetscape marketing. Previously, council had only approved staff to expend monies for that through June 30th. Mm-hmm. And so we had money budgeted for next fiscal year, but didn't have the authority to continue to expend that money. So we brought that back, and council approved to continue to do that.
Sure.
And then we had a closed session. We came back out of closed session, and council responded to an issue they had tabled at the previous council meeting regarding an offer to purchase 110-108 East Robinson. The council presented a counter offer for that, and so staff will be working with the property owner to see if they still want to move forward with trying to acquire that property or not at this point. That was pretty much the agenda. The next council meeting will probably be a little bit fuller.
Regarding the streetscape marketing, are you getting positive feedback from business owners downtown?
I think for most of them, yeah. I think a lot of them appreciate it. I mean, a lot of them we hear from say that, you know, the downtown streetscape project is having an impact. It's slowing business down. And and when it gets into that type of situation, it is difficult to cough up money to continue to pay for advertising when you're already kind of struggling to make ends meet. So I've heard from several business owners that have been appreciative of the city's effort with that in providing some of that assistance in trying to pay for some marketing and encourage people to come downtown and shop even through the streetscape project.
Yeah, that's good. And then one other item that wasn't on the agenda this week but everybody in the town is aware of was the first cleanup week in several years, and it looks like it's finished.
Yeah, they got wrapped up in 2 days, and so I think a lot of that has to do with a lot of the cooperation of the community and helping that go as smoothly as possible. We appreciate everyone's patience. I don't have final tally numbers yet as far as the amount of trash that we picked up. I know on Monday it was a little over 39 tons of trash that was hauled to the landfill. Mm-hmm. I would assume it was probably around that mark as well the second day, but everything's cleaned up and wrapped up, and definitely appreciate the community's participation in that and their cooperation and not letting the town get too messy.
Sure, no major problems with the whole project. Was there anything else that you would like for our listeners to know in particular this week that's going on?
Just come down and see the progress happening with downtown. They've got the pavers, the brick pavers going in, and that really adds some pop and eye appeal downtown, and there's some more lights going up, and you know, we anticipate Robinson being open hopefully this week completely, and then there'll be some finishing touch-ups as far as, you know, aesthetics on Robinson and Second Street, but then they're also starting to do the preparation work for Third Street too, so it's a lot of hustle and bustle and activity downtown.
Yep.
And it's good to see the progress.
Yeah, Third Street is gone now.
Yeah, and please support the businesses. They do need the business.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.